You are listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose, the food business talk show that shares with you the reality of what's happening in the food and hospitality industry. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible grow and build successful food businesses. Each week on this podcast, you'll get useful information, top tips, as well as what's really happening in the kitchen behind the scenes. Let's get on to today's show. Hello everyone and welcome to episode number 17 of the Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets podcast. I'm Naomi and I am your host for this episode today, and I am going to be talking to you about why you need comfy shoes and a strong mind in your baking business. Now this might sound a bit abstract. I mean, surely this is like logical that I need to wear comfy shoes. But I'm going to talk around a little bit about mindset, the physical demand of what it's like to actually have your own hospitality, cafe, bakery business, and what, you know, what the toll it took on my body. So I'm going to share a little bit of what my experiences was, as well as give you a few tips for how you can manage that in your business as well. Before I dive straight into today's episode, I just want to remind you of the free downloads that you can get from my website. So I have got some useful resources for you if you're just getting into your baking business, or if you've been in there a while. So I've got a guide if you're just getting started. I've got 10 easy steps to open your cafe or baking business. And if you're already in the thick of it and you're just not sure which direction to take, and you've got orders coming out your ears and you feel like you're trying to fight that bottom line, I have got a guide to help you grow your business to make it work smarter and harder for you, not you work harder and less smart for it. So do go and have a check on my website to get those free guides. The reason I wanted to talk about why you need comfortable shoes and a strong mind in your business is, from my perspective, when I opened up the cafe, bar and bakery, I had this great idea. I wanted to serve people. I wanted to give them a really lovely experience. Service would work like this and would serve our own homemade cakes. What I never really thought about, how it would affect me in myself and what I would need to do to be able to deliver what I needed for my business. The idea of the business actually overtook my needs a lot of the time. So this is why I wanted to talk about it, because we often don't think about ourselves. We think about our customers first. Like they say on the aeroplane, put your oxygen mask on first. It is really, really important. And it was something I often struggled with. Certainly since I no longer have the cafe, bar and bakery and I've gone into this business, I've really worked hard on understanding what my needs were and being completely comfortable what I needed for my business, because everybody has different needs and requirements. Everybody works in different ways and you have to work what works well for you. It's just part of the process, and that's you knowing yourself and your business really well. I'm going to start with the obvious of why you need comfortable shoes, because you're on your feet all day, right? I went through lots of shoes, and making sure you've got something that works well for your feet is really essential, because if you don't look after your own body and look after your feet in particular, they are going to ache and they are going to hurt. And actually being very aware of how you're working, actually posture in your kitchen. I spent quite a few hours sometimes doing the washing up, I'd often find myself completely hunched over, and I had to really kind of think about actually how I'm standing and how I'm working. And if your workbench, say you're doing lots of dough for an order or whatever that might be, think about your actual equipment and what you've got around you, and does that suit what your needs are needing? So does that suit? Are you actually finding that the bench is too tall or is it too short? And it was something that we often struggled with, because I had several different size benches because some of my staff were quite tall and some of them were quite small. So some benches work better for other people. So think about all of these little things that you don't necessarily occur to you when you're first getting your business going, or if you're already in business, but you need to put your needs first. What do you need to make your business work? Is it 2 or 3 days off? You need your evenings off. Make your business work for you. Yes, you've got to accommodate for your customer needs, of course, that is absolutely key. But if it's not working for you, you're not going to be happy with your business. So sometimes it is making small tweaks. if it's, you know, going and getting a half hour massage or something like that, which is really something you need to be able to do your business to the best of its ability, that's absolutely fine. They're absolutely your needs. I used to work in the theatre, so I'm going to give you a little bit of the behind the scenes of sometimes what the artist's demands were. And I know this from varying different things I've listened to, but we get a rider. So before an artist would come and perform at the venue that I worked in, we would get a list of what they would require for their green room, for their dressing room. Sometimes you'd think, why on earth would they need that? But they knew what they needed to do their job, and their job was to perform. So you kind of think they're being very demanding. No, they just know what they need. They're comfortable in their own skin and they're comfortable to ask for, this is what I need to get my job done to the best of its ability. And I don't need judgment from anybody else on how to do that. So consider yourself in all of this. It's what you need, and there's nothing wrong with saying, these are my needs, I need to put them first. So just number one, put yourself first. The second thing is about having a strong mind in this, on this particular podcast episode, but you do need a strong mind. It's because you are going to go through huge amounts of roller coaster of emotions. And if you have your own business, you know sometimes that you have to be fleet of foot. You have to make decisions that are unpredictable sometimes. And I mean, if you've been running a business through the pandemic, got very used to adapting and changing and pivoting at moment's notice. So this has given us a bit of practice into that. But sometimes it is really, really hard because you go into business with a really clear idea of how it's going to go. And then you get your staff lined up, you get your products lined up, and then a staff member decides that they're not going to turn up that day, or they quit, or your supplier lets you down and suddenly you haven't got any flour. This was a regular occurrence, certainly over the last year in my business for me, where my flour supply went from 3 days to 14 day delivery. It was then something I had to deal with. So sometimes you're really having to move and focus with the times. What we can sometimes get caught up in with what is immediately in front of us, rather than just necessarily focusing on what the goals are. I work with multiple different personalities, and people didn't always see eye to eye on ways things should be done. Doesn't mean there are any less good at their job. They just had different approaches to way things work. And sometimes that would really cause a problem, because then suddenly you've got something else to sort out. But just be clear on what your business goals are, because that will help you, give you the tools you need to be able to deal with these problems that arise and pick which ones you're going to chase after. One of the things that sometimes you will experience in your business is a piece of equipment will break. Mine was the dishwasher. It was a pain, and when it did happen, it was really frustrating. And when you have a commercial, certainly here in the UK, but when you have a commercial piece of equipment and you're a business, you don't have consumer rights in the same way. Sometimes you can speak to the company and there are things that can be done. Often you will have to pay someone to come out. So suddenly you've got an additional cost you weren't expecting, or you've got something that's broken that isn't working properly. Ours was often the dishwasher, because it got heavily used and abused. We live in a really hard water area, which never helped. But you just have to pivot sometimes and adjust and work out what needs fixing on any one given day. The dishwasher was not always my priority. I know it was my staff's, but for me, it was not necessarily the thing that needed fixing urgently or dealing with right in front of me. So it's thinking about what's important, not what's urgent. Think about it in that way. So categorize what tasks you've got and what they're, whether they're important, whether they're relevant to your business goals, and that will help you get to clearer decisions and make the right decision for your business. You've got a plan and you've got, say, a particular product. We used to make 100% rye loaf. It was quite an easy loaf to make, but it was another thing we had to make. And it would be really hit and miss as to whether it was going to sell. We had a couple of customers that absolutely loved it. Sometimes they would just still be there at the end of each day. And in the end, we kind of said, well, why don't we speak to those customers that do buy it and say, when you're coming in, give us a call a couple of days beforehand and we'll make sure we have one on the shelf for you. I kind of already touched on this a little bit, but being prepared for those unexpected eventualities that will inevitably occur. They occur in life. We have to learn to adapt and change. I can sometimes be quite resistant. I am often pretty good at changing, but sometimes I will sulk for a little bit and get a bit cross about it and then come back the next day and I've gotten over it. I've kind of got my mood out the way. But be prepared for sometimes things aren't always going to go to plan. So when you're looking at say, your production sheet. So you might have a production. We used to have a production sheet of what needed to be made every single day for the cafe, for the bakery. And we'll, on different days of the week, there'll be different requirements. So we know a Saturday would be a heavy day. So we'd have a different production sheet of list of products of what we need. But I always tried to make sure there was enough extra time to get stuff done. So sometimes I might have stayed late, so it helped my staff if I knew that they were going to be really up against it the next day if we'd had an unexpected busy day. But it was being aware that sometimes things do go wrong, and as frustrating as it can be, because if you've already got a really full production sheet, you know you've got a lot of work to do, something goes wrong, a cake falls on the floor. That has honestly happened more than once in my kitchen. I remember that one of my bakers accidentally dropped a whole tray of cruffins. If you've never had a cruffin, it's a cross between a muffin and a croissant. It's basically a croissant in a muffin shape rolled in sugar. And we had a queue of people waiting downstairs for the cruffins that were then on the floor. Sometimes things just happen. Just part of the daily life of running your own business. It's how you then keep moving forward from those things and how they happen. Sometimes these things can be avoided. Sometimes it can be just a matter of knowing to buy better equipment next time, or investing in something that will work a bit harder. And sometimes we have to go through that kind of work through what's actually going to work for us. I know that when I first designed the cafe kitchen, we had someone who helped us actually come in and design it based on a workflow. What we realized after the first few weeks is we actually had an extra door going into our kitchen, and the idea was that extra door was a go in and go out through the door that went through the bar, or isn't like an open archway. What we realized within the first few weeks was where the sink was in the wrong possible position for the kitchen staff that were preparing service. It just was actually meant that staff were getting more in the way. The kitchen team running the service, when they came in to put the dirty cutlery, plates and whatever. When we got a couple of days off over Easter, because we closed over Easter, we actually completely reformatted our kitchen after the first 4 months, because it just did not work for the workflow within our kitchen. Experience tells you that. Practice tells you that. Watching and observing tells you that. Listening to your staff tells you that. So sometimes it is just a matter of looking, observing and being willing to adapt to make things work better. And that's where you have to really have that strong mind and clear mindset of thinking, actually, am I going to make this better for my staff? Is the operation going to be better? Are customers going to be served quicker by making these tweaks in my business? One of the things which I have talked about on a previous podcast, which can absolutely affect your mindset and how you feel about your business and also throw you off your game, is dealing with negative comments. So this could be from customers, but it can also be from your staff as well. And also sometimes it's from you, because sometimes you'll kind of put that self-doubt seed in your head that actually things are going to go wrong. If you've had a recent customer complaint where they didn't like a birthday cake you provided them. I had one afternoon tea which I delivered during COVID. I was really pleased. I'd worked really hard on making this work really well, and they really didn't like it. And I was so upset, and I, you know, took the effort to say, oh, I'm really sorry you didn't enjoy that, and they felt the sandwiches were dry. And the customer was very pleasant about it and very honest about the feedback, which of course was absolutely appreciative. I offered them to come back in when they could come in person. They never took up the offer. We did that with a couple of other customers that had complained, and it absolutely worked, because we just called it an off day and they came back in and they much more enjoyed the experience. So we won people over by being just human about it. But those negatives can really put that seed of doubt in your mind when it comes to doing those kind of things. Aware that they will happen. Not everybody is going to be your customer. Not everybody is going to love what you do in the same way that you don't love what everybody else does. And that's fine. Just make sure you take the relevant feedback, which is right for your business, and use it to then improve and get better, and ignore the stuff which you can't do anything about. Your business, your choice. You can pick and choose what's relevant to you and your business. You don't have to react to everything, but what you can do is be appreciative of what you're told. This can also come from your staff as well, because sometimes they will have negatives about the way you, they're not going to love the way you do stuff. They are going to have negatives sometimes about how you run your business and where you see it going. Sometimes it gets to a point where your staff outgrow the business and need to move on. Sometimes it's just the wrong fit for that particular staff member. And often quite a lot of the time, because sometimes they are doing the day job and working, doing the actual physical work and interacting with the customers sometimes more than you are, they might have some really useful suggestions that might help you build your business. I've always believed in working collaboratively, I can't say the word today, with my staff. I am somebody who will listen and I will take on board their comments and work together to produce something that we will all be happy with, because I don't know everything and I'm very open about that. I started this business from no experience. Some of the staff have been doing it a lot longer than I have, and they've got some great ideas and they've done it before. So I'm not going to keep reinventing the wheel if they think that something won't really work particularly well. That can really then help. So sometimes actually thinking, oh, it feels like a negative because they're saying that this particular thing on the menu won't work. Actually, it's not necessarily that you're wrong and they're right. It's that they might have some experience or some suggestions or some thoughts. You can then decide which action to take. And if you want to try it for yourself, go for it. They work for you. But if you think they've got a valid point, you do what you think's right for your business. So really think that the negatives are just there to help you shape where you're going. So really rethink that and just be clear, they're here to make you better at your business. The last one, and again, I've talked about this, is part of my Boss It method. And if you've not seen my Boss It method, it's my framework for getting you a really successful business. Boss It stands for boundaries, organization, self-motivation, systems, intuition, and trust. And setting boundaries is really, really important for both you mentally as well as physically. Know your limits. Know what you're willing to do and what you're willing not to do, and stick to them, because it will be very easy for people to take advantage of you and your business and try and shape it into something that you may not see it going in a direction you do not want it to go, or it might end up going in a direction that you feel is not right and you end up working more hours because your staff aren't pulling their weight. There are lots of things that really can affect you and your business. So make sure you're really clear on where you're willing to compromise and where you're not. And it's fine not to compromise. This is your business, they're your boundaries. So if you think, I cannot work past six, do not work past six. Make your production workload work for you. This is not about working more hours so you can make the bottom line. If you're doing that, you're going to burn yourself out and your business won't be viable in the long term anyway. Think about what those boundaries are, and then you can look at the ways to really make sure that it works for you, works for your goals, works for your income targets, and adapt accordingly. This is why I think it's important you need comfy shoes and a strong mind in your business, because you're going to face challenges. You're going to be on your feet a lot of the time. It's going to be physical. So really make sure you look after yourself. Really focus on what's important, what your goals are. Be prepared for those unexpected things that come up, because they always, always do come up. Take the negatives, deal with the ones that are important to your business or relevant to your business, ignore the ones that aren't, and set some really clear boundaries to set you up for success, because this is about making you succeed. And if the business doesn't work for you and what you need, it's not going to work long term. So that was today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've picked up a few golden nuggets, and actually tell me what your golden nuggets are for making your business work. Do you forget to think about yourself in your business? Does your business end up taking over you and your life? I'd love to hear. Or have you got some really clear boundaries that you've set that work for you? Share them with me. And like I've said on previous episodes, I'm always looking for guests to come and join me in future podcast or blog features. So if that is you, you have a baking business and you want to share your experiences, please do come on my podcast. Drop me a DM, naomi@bakingboss.net or IamBakingBoss on the socials. I hope you have a great week. I will be back again for another episode of Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets next week. And as ever, Happy baking. Thank you for listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do give it a review. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. If you want to get some useful resources, then do visit my website, bakingboss.net. And give me a follow on social media at Naomi Rose Baking Boss and I Am Baking Boss. We'll see you on the next episode.